Welcome back to the Royal Albert Hall. Petroc Trelawney with you on Radio 3. Welcome back to the Doctor Who prom. This venue packed out this time last week as Bryn Terfel starred in Welsh National Opera's Die Meistersinger, and it's packed out again tonight for another great Cardiff production. Doctor Who and its spin-off Torchwood, filmed in the Welsh capital, and it's the BBC National Orchestra of Wales who record its rich score. Well, the players are back in position on the stage in front of me. Ben Foster conducting them in Doctor Who music this evening. He it is who orchestrates and prepares Murray Gold's music for the series. I caught up with him earlier.
Well, my job is to take Murray's sketches and realise them for the orchestra, so I do fall back on my knowledge of Ravel or Stravinsky or any of the symphonic composers. And as an orchestrator, it's really imperative to know these things very quickly at shorthand so that you can say, well, that, well, I try to, you know, a vibraphone, two flutes, an alto flute, and a double bass, and that works. But the interesting thing is that because of this wonderful privilege of coming to the orchestra every, you know, few months, as we do, we can try new things out. So I can take risks, and I know that they'll be up for it. And if it doesn't quite work, I'll balance it on the stage and we can change it. But it's great to try new things. And this series, there's a little bit of a tone down. There's more of a kind of blues and purples, which is very much, you know, the logo and the way it looks. And actually, that finds its way into the music. There's a kind of slightly more somber tone at the beginning. It's D minor. There's a lot of kind of darkness. But as we begin to meet Amy, the colours begin to develop. There's a childlike quality. There's wind chimes. There's Celeste and all that kind of stuff. And then by the end, by the Pandorica episode, episode 12 and 13, you know, we're kind of everywhere with a really big Hollywood-sounding score with every colour that we could possibly throw at it, you know. So there was a nice development, in fact, in terms of orchestral colour through last series.
Ben Foster sharing conducting duties tonight with Grant Llewellyn. Ben Foster, it is, as I say, who runs the recording sessions. About three take place for each series of Doctor Who. The music we're hearing tonight, in the main, although not exclusively, from the most recent series, which aired between April and June this year. Well, Karen Gillan, Amy Pond is your on-stage host. It's Grant Llewellyn, though, who's going to open part two of our Doctor Who prom live this Saturday night here on BBC Radio 3.
Thank you. welcome back to the second half of this Doctor Who prom. My name is Karen Gillan, and I play Amy Pond in Doctor Who. Oh. Woohoo! Yeah. We've just heard one of my personal favourite pieces of classical music, O Fortuna, the opening movement from Carmina Burana by Carl Orff. It was brilliantly performed by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales and the London Philharmonic Choir, conducted by Grant Llewellyn. So next, we are going to hear... Apparently, we are receiving a message. The entire sound system has gone down in the Royal Albert Hall.
Hello? Royal Albert Hall, are you hearing me? Sorry, that's not loud enough. Come on, take the roof off. One, two, three.
But you were on the ceiling. How did that happen? Don't panic. Help's on the way. Just hang on to your seats. Hard as you can. And sir, careful with that wig. And you, sir. And you. And actually most of the violin section. Oh, and ladies, my no skirts. And selected gentlemen. I see, because... There we are. That's better. Sorry, had to use the local tech. It's a bit unreliable. Hello, everyone. Right, let's have one more. Hello, Doctor! Oh, I love that. I love a big hello. Now, listen, I'm so sorry I can't be with you today. The TARDIS went wrong. I ended up in the Royal Albert Hall in 2207, and don't worry, the show's nearly over by then. Then I ended up here, wherever here is. It's a bit dark, actually. I think the TARDIS must have honed in on this. Yes. Overloading fallback quasar engine. Don't know what it's doing here. Someone must have dumped it, but it's gone wrong, see? It's going to do a wibbly-wobbly, explodey-wody thing. Just one of these little beauties could blow up a whole street. But don't worry. It's perfectly safe, so long as it doesn't start beeping. Not that sort of beeping. It's a high-pitched sort of beeping. And actually, a high-pitched beeping is fine, so long as you've remembered your sonic screwdriver. Blast! I hate it when I do that. Okay, then. Probably best if I pop upstairs and find a safe place to dispose of this. Sorry to dash. It's just a bit of an emergency. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye. Hey, come on.
Louder than that. Goodbye, Doctor!
One more! Goodbye, Doctor! Sorry about that, sorry! Hello! Royal Albert Hall! Good old TARDIS! I was here all along. Now listen. Don't worry about the explodey-wody thing. I mean, you know, it can be detonated by the slightest vibration, but only when the beeping stops. Fine. Right. Okay. Right, okay, I better sort this out really very quickly. It's going to be very, very dangerous and a little bit scary. And I think I'm going to need a volunteer from the audience. Now, okay, I don't want a grown-up. No, they might hit me. I want one of the children, a little boy or a little girl. And I think you've got your name written all over it, sir. Okay, come right here. Now, don't worry. You're going to be fine. You're going to be absolutely fine. I'm going to be with you every step of the way. Don't look so scared. Think about this. On Monday morning, you can tell all your friends at school about this. In the meantime, turn around, face me. Okay. Ooh, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Let's go with this one. Now, do you see this? You do see it. Sharper than I thought. Well... It's only me and you that can actually see this because this is psychic wire. I mean, it's so thin, it's actually imaginary. Look at it, completely not there. However, you're one step ahead of the game, young man. But what I want you to do is hold it in your hand. What? No. Okay, careful, there it is. You're gonna take it in between your finger like that. Good stuff. Now, whatever you do, don't let go. Okay, right, there we are. It's gonna be okay. Oh, by the way, do you like that hand? Do you wanna keep it? No, oh no. Okay, right, let's put it in your mouth then. Open up. Close it down. That's it, clench it really, really hard. Clench your teeth as hard as you can. Really, really hard. Now listen to me. I'm passing control through this cable. Now I'm using you as a biodamping feedback transducer. Don't worry, it won't harm you. Oh, what's your name, by the way? No, actually, don't speak. Don't speak, it's okay. Don't worry, look, the doctor's here, the doctor's with you. Thing is, what I've got to say is, you can't actually speak or move your head. Do you understand? Don't nod. No. You mustn't nod. Don't worry, you're doing really well. But you're not going to nod again, are you? No. Okay. Because, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, one shake of your head and the whole Royal Albert Hall could just completely explode. Even if you were to giggle. One tiny little giggle and half of London could be destroyed. You are not giggling. You are good. You are good. Okay. Right. Good. You're doing very well, isn't it? Oh, no, don't worry. Ladies and gentlemen, it's fine. I know exactly what I'm doing. I've got it. It's going to be okay. Great big thing that I've got to sort out. Okay. So, what I'm going to do is transmit the force from the exploding radio thing through the Wi-Fi in this entire building. Now, I know this sounds completely ridiculous and a little bit complicated, but what you're all failing to realise is, if I just turn around, put it down, here, a bit of this, choke on the head, run upstairs, there we are, it's fine, and then, so, you see, it all makes perfect sense. Ladies and gentlemen, we've done it. The Royal Albert Hall is saved. Hurrah! Oh, and hang on. What else is going on? And ITV's been blown off the air. Never mind, eh? Right, okay. So, just excuse me while I consult the auto cue. No. Now, listen. Well done, everyone. Don't worry. I mean, the force has been dissipated through the entire building. I bet you're going to ask, are there going to be any side effects? Well, no. Absolutely not, unless you've got your mobile phone on, in which case you're going to die. But don't worry, it's fine. And as for you, young man, thank you. Well done. What a star. What a performer. Let's put you back in your seat. Come on. There we go. Now, well done. And don't worry. Really, don't worry, you'll be fine. I mean, you might get a bit of a sore throat in the morning, and in a couple of weeks you could develop X-ray vision and turn into a giant bird. But that very rarely happens. What's your name?
Ellis.
Ellis, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Ellis, the boy who saved the proms! Yeah, very interesting. The arch enemy? Are you a conspirator? Well, anyway, I've got monsters to fight, things to do, so apparently I shall be leaving you in the capable hands of Karen Gillan and Arthur Darville and Matt Smith, whoever that is. Ooh, what a dull name. There you go, sir. Goodbye, everyone!
That was a bit of a surprise, wasn't it? Who'd have thought he'd be here? Hello, my name is Arthur Darville and I play Rory Williams in Doctor Who. Oh. Now, calm down. As you all know, Rory finally married Amy Pond at the end of the last series, but it wasn't, but it wasn't particularly easy getting her up the aisle. Now, he'd seen his bride-to-be disappear in a blue police box with another man. Well, He thought it was another man. He then travelled back in time with Amy and the Doctor to 16th century Venice and battled with vampires. He was then erased from history before returning as an Auton in the guise of a Roman soldier. He killed Amy and then waited 2,000 years to be with her again. Keep you up? Yep. Good, yeah. Somehow, I don't think being married to Amy Pond is ever going to be dull. And it is to Amy that we turn our attention now with one of the most beautiful and touching pieces of music from the series. Here we are. To conduct Amy's theme, here is Mr. Ben Foster.
I thought that piece was absolutely brilliant, so woo. Like everyone associated with Doctor Who, I am a huge fan of Murray Gold's music for the series, but I think my theme is the best. That, of course, was Amy's theme, beautifully performed by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. Not only do we have our brilliant house band on stage today, we also have our resident maestro, Ben Foster. As well as conducting tonight's performance, Ben conducts our studio recordings and orchestrates most of the music for the series. And I think he deserves a round of applause for that. Staying with us for this next piece, it's a medley of themes from the most recent series, including the ones written especially for the Smilers, the Silurians, and the Saturninians. It's cunningly titled Liz, Lizards, Vampires, and Vincent. And for this one, I recommend you keep your eyes open wide.
Thank you.
Liz, lizards, vampires, and Vincent. Weeping angel rising up from the arena. Vampire girls from Venice and Silurians on the platform as well here at Doctor Who Night at the BBC Proms.
Liz, Lizards, Vampires and Vincent, four of our favourite themes from the most recent series of Doctor Who.
Absolutely terrifying. Now, to our final piece of classical music, which made an appearance in the last Doctor Who prom back in 2008. Yes, The Ride of the Valkyries was so popular we thought we should include it this year too. Now, it's by the German composer Richard Wagner and was written nearly 150 years ago to open Act 3 of his opera, The Valkyrie. It is a thrilling piece that describes Nordic female gods transporting fallen heroes. And for some, it has now become a call to arms after its use in the soundtrack to the film Apocalypse Now.
To conduct The Ride of the Valkyries, please welcome back for the last time the wonderful Grant Llewellyn.
Thank you.
Grant Llewellyn, no stranger to the BBC Proms, formerly associate guest conductor of the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, comes from Tenby, now based in the States, where he's music director of the North Carolina Symphony Orchestra. But as you probably picked up, Matt Smith is most definitely in the building. He emerged a little earlier on through a lift into the arena. Karen Gillan, by the way, now wearing an incredibly elegant golden black baby doll cocktail dress, which explains the whoop she got earlier.
That was Richard Wagner's thrilling The Ride of the Valkyries, performed by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales and conducted by Grant Llewellyn. Woo! But now, we are going to return our attention back to the music of Murray Gold as we remember the lost planet of the Time Lords and celebrate the Doctor's 10 regenerations. First, we'll hear This is Gallifrey, one of Murray's most popular themes, first heard in Series 3. This will be followed by Valet Dacheim, the music that accompanied the final moments of the 10th Doctor and his regeneration. For this, woohoo, yeah! For this, our fantastic orchestra and chorus are joined by countertenor Mark Chambers. Wait till you hear this guy. He's amazing. So here is Ben Foster to conduct This is Gallifrey and Valet Dacheim.
Banter tenor Mark Chambers with the BBC National Orchestra of Wales and the London Philharmonic Choir. And during that, we saw a fantastic montage of regenerations of Doctor Who's past, including Tom Baker, William Hartnell, Patrick Troughton, and John Pertwee. And here comes another Doctor Who.
Hello, everyone. Hey! Are we having a nice time? My name is Matt Smith. Hello, sir. How are you? My name is Matt Smith, and I play the Doctor. Now, in this concert, celebrating the music of Doctor Who, we have already taken you on a journey through time and space and been transported to the far reaches of the universe. But nothing we've heard so far quite prepares us for the epic scale of what comes next. Stephen Moffat's brilliant two-part season finale, which included every enemy the Doctor has ever faced, descending on Stonehenge to form an unlikely alliance, presented Murray Gold with a challenge. And there is nothing that Murray Gold likes more than a challenge. So, his answer was to pull out all the stops and write music on a grand scale. With the Doctor trapped inside the fabled and mysterious Pandorica, the TARDIS exploding and ripping apart the very fabric of the universe, the only hope is a little girl who believes in stars. So, people, brace yourself. As Ben Foster conducts music from the Pandorica opens and the Big Bang, especially arranged for this concert, to form the Pandorica Suite. Enjoy. We'll be right back. Wasn't that amazing? A round of applause. Wow, amazing, right? So, I better get in the lights. We need to shuffle over, I think. I'm sorry. I keep coming onto the wrong bit of the stage, I have been told. Anyway, I will carry on. That was amazing. The Pandorica Suite, brilliantly performed by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales and conducted by Ben Foster. Don't laugh, Karen.
So, sadly, we're almost at the end of this Doctor Who prom. Hello. But I, for one, was hoping that the Pandorica crashing into the exploding TARDIS would restart the show and take us back to the beginning.
Oh.
No? Yes, right.
Brilliant. Now, you guys have been... It was brilliant. You guys have been an absolutely fantastic audience. Thank you very much.
Yeah. All right.
And I'm sure you'll agree that the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, the London Philharmonic Choir, and our wonderful soloists, Yamit Mamo and Mark Chambers, have been pretty fantastic too.
Big round for those guys, absolutely. And so, we come to our final two pieces. And yes, we are going to end with television's greatest ever theme tune, written by Ron Grainer in 1963 and brilliantly brought to life by Delia Derbyshire in the BBC's legendary radiophonic workshop. It's a mouthful, isn't it? We'll be hearing it in Murray Gold's latest reimagining.
But first, the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, the massed ranks of the London Philharmonic Choir, soloist Mark Chambers and Murray Gold, on the keyboard. Yeah, woo!
Yes. There's the man.
They are going to perform one of the great Doctor Who anthems. Please feel free to join in as Ben Foster conducts Song of Freedom.
Song of Freedom, sung by Mark Chambers. Ben Foster conducting the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. Leader Leslie Hatfield and the London Philharmonic Choir. Chorus master Neville Creed. The Royal Albert Hall Arena filled with Cybermen, masked Silurian warriors and Venetian vampire girls as we hear Ron Grainer's famous theme to Doctor Who, effects by Delia Derbyshire, Murray Gold's arrangement performed by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales. This evening's hosts coming onto the platform, Karen Gillan, Arthur Darvill and Matt Smith himself. Nicholas Briggs, by the way, we heard earlier on, the voice of the Dalek. Well, it's a Viennese night here at the BBC Proms tomorrow. Standing ovation here at the Royal Albert Hall. Everyone's on their feet. I'm going to go and talk to the doctor, see if I can hitch a lift home in his TARDIS. Good night from the Royal Albert Hall. Back to Ian Skelly at Broadcasting House.
Petrarch, thank you very much indeed. Petrarch Trelawney at the Royal Albert Hall for us tonight, which always seems to me to be much bigger inside than it looks from the outside. Curious, that. Well, more live music as we cross to Charlton Park in Wiltshire later this evening for more performances from this year's WOMAD Festival. That's at 10:30 here on BBC Radio 3. But now we have drama in The Wire. This evening, a play called Side Effects, in which an exciting, new, award-winning young Scots writer explores the relationship of 15-year-old Rachel and her 17-year-old cousin, a relationship based on desire for escape from their lives in rural Aberdeenshire. It contains strong language and powerful imagery that some listeners may find disturbing.
Side Effects by Morna Pearson.
Funny. I wish mine was whiter. I wonder if I could put Tippex on them. You'd think scientists would have invented unrottable teeth by now. Or could they not clone them? Sheep look all the same to me anyways. I've got a funny face. The more I look at it, the less I recognise it. Can't I quite believe it belongs to me. Wish it didn't. Oh, goes so fast. Why are the rush? Why are you rushing off, Day? See, that's better. Take your time. A cold tap's dripping. Drip, drip, dripping. It's okay. Let it out. There, there. There, there. when they went to be a sink either. It's a wee shame. Ah, no, that's a hot tap started. He must have heard me. It's okay, wee man. Greet awa. Seems to be a lot of tears in a house without a dad. Oh, far's my watch gone? Och, nut. It's doing the drain. Och, nut. James will go ratch. James will be... Wouldn't he fit doing the drain? It's on the flare. Oh, James. Oh, it's just the paper. I'm not ready. James, where's my jacket?
Mum.
Three bag of chips for every reader.
Chips in the paper today.
Daily Record. D. That's funny. How come the belly of a capital D doesn't face the same way as a wee D? I'll maybe ask Mrs. Rossi that. What's the date? The 10th. That'll be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 13 days till we've been going out for a year. A year since Ann Preston with my chat-up line. Is that an apple in your pocket?
Or have you got a hard on?
How's he nae laughing? Did he hear me?
I said...
He didn't hear me.
Is that an apple?
I heard you.
Oh, he did hear me.
What are you doing?
Plundering. Then chucking the apples at the windies.
Oh,
does
my God.
Does live there like...
He's so cool.
I think so. Else they're on holiday.
What a beamer.
Rich bastards.
Should we nae leg it? Somebody will get us done.
Like far. They are wifey neighbours. I'd like to see them try.
So brave. What a gladiator.
Oh, missed.
Smile. No, look, Moody. No, smile. Oh, mind the dog shit.
Rachel.
I ken you are.
How?
We used to play together when we was wee. You'll probably name mind. I'm James. Your Auntie Pauline's
Auntie
my
Pauline's
mother.
Auntie Pauline's with the glasses. She couldn't sit down for the piles. She had a boy. My cousin, James.
Oh, you're James.
Aye, just said I was. He was like one or two at a time afore your mothers fell out.
Do you ken how they fell out?
Dunna ken. She doesn't like to speak about it. Probably you're a Kit Kat or something. Mother likes her food.
Aye, same with mine. The sofa's like a chair for her now. Here, what you doing?
Climbing the tree. What does it look like? Are you coming or what?
Oh my God, does he fancy me? I'm scared.
I'm scared of trees.
What's there to be scared of?
What would Cheryl do?
It's the branches.
What would...
flapping about. Scared.
What would Cheryl do? She'd play hard to get. Aye.
I was about to meet my friends. I better go. Was going to play five-a-side. They need me to be the goalie.
You're too good to be stuck in goals. I'm all you need. Come on, take my hand.
Okay.
He's touching me.
Oh, will it break?
They're stronger than they look. Come on. Put your foot there.
His warm hand, warm in mine, falling into his eyes. I'll never come out.
That's it. I've got you now. Come on in. Park your horse.
His leg is touching mine.
Nice
I
knickers,
love you.
By the way.
What?
Did your granny buy them? I'm just
what
kidding.
What a beamer. Stupid baggy jeans.
You need to get yourself in of them thongs. Abdi's wearing them. I will. Oh, Quines.
Here's your paper.
Straight to the horoscopes. No news worth your time, nut. Did I ken what you're looking for? What you want it to say? Whatever it says, it's never going to be accurate. A tall, handsome stranger is going to whisk you away for a romantic weekend in Ayanapa. Your daughter will stop being bullied and spat on and pushed in the stairs at school for having a fat mother. Because good things can happen to lazy people too. That's what keeps you going. The thought of winning the lottery and Coronation Street cliffhangers. What else have you got? I might have an apple. I like the eens with the pink bits on them. Like a healthy glow. Like they've just run round the block. A bit out of puff. The inside of an apple must be the cleanest place in the world. No wonder one of them's like to go there. Because they like squirming about in the rain as well. Oh, I shouldn't have thought of worms. That's put me right off. Holy crap. I'll wash it down. I think that's it. I'm okay, Mum. Thanks for your concern. Just choking to death. Water runs too fast. Feels like a waste. If it could slow down a bit, tack its time, then I could make use of every single drop.
Mum, I'm going out soon. James is coming to pick me up. Do you want me to make you a sandwich before I leave? Do you want me to make you a few sandwiches?
Cheeks are so big I can't tell if your eyes are open.
Are you awake? Mum? I'll just leave a pile of sandwiches and a bottle of Coke next to you. I'll be a few hours. You will need to change before then, will you? Good.
Oh, shite. Raining now. Shouldn't have bothered doing my hair. Oh, bread's a bit old. I'll just scrape the green bits off. Lettuce, cheese, tomato. Like traffic lights. Though nae doubt the red and the green will end up on the side of the plate as usual. Suppose it's the only way she can rebel. She already shits herself, nothing else left. But maybe it doesn't matter. In the grand scheme of things. Maybe the wee things like tomato and lettuce aren't they worth stressing about. And I wonder if it'll all matter in the end. The things that keep me awake at night. That I'm nae popular at school. Come to think of it, I'm nae popular ony far. Except with my mum, and then that's only at meal times. And that I can stand and watch people having fun for ages, but I dinna ken how to join in. But in the end, it doesna matter. Aye, I'll just keep telling myself that. Oh, she'll be wanting Chris
Mum,
and I.
Do you want the meaty multi-pack or the classic game? Both it is. There you go. Will that day you till lunch? I might have to go shopping later.
Depends how much you chomp through.
Aye, I'll put your programmes on. Do you want your inhaler?
I'm scared to leave the house for more than a few hours in case I come back to find you blue.
It's raining, Mum. Look, it's pishing it.
Oh,
the washing.
Ugh, my hair. A waste of mousse and hairspray and gel. I don't know how we bother with washing lines. It just means running in and out and in and out. May as well post all our washing lines to Africa. Rain's funny. It's weird. Some countries are desperate for even a tiny bit of rain to grow vegetables. But we get heaps but can't be arsed to plant even in seed. Probably because all our time is taken up with running in and out to our washing lines. Or watching TV. I'm thirsty. I'm always thirsty. I want to go back out in the rain.
feel awake now, alive. Usually scared it. Scared it'll mess up my hair, my clothes. But it was nice. Comfortable. Like at Cheryl's party when she made Abadie wear paper party hats. I felt a bit awkward at first, but then I got used to it. It growed on me, become like a part of me. It wasn't until I went to the toilet hours later and looked in the mirror I realised I was still wearing it. Nobody else was. Felt like a dick. I wish mirrors had never been invented. They ruin all the fun. My stomach. I could have sworn that was like a punch for the inside. Canal. It's gone. That was... Nah. I didn't like that. Windies are funny. I wonder if I invented them. Someday if I didn't like birds, that's for sure. Wee birds or I was smacking their chops into this windy. I should put a sign up, like the day on the road to put here. There have been whatever many deaths on this road in the past whatever years. Or maybe it's the birds aren't reckless. It's that they need glazes. Wish I could breathe on the hail windy. Cover it up with condensation. So I could hide. And be Elaine. Almost Elaine. Maybe not. Doesn't he stay for long? The condensation. Nae long enough. RC for JM for EVAR.
See these R's?
What R's?
R's? The letter R. The fucking Carver's heart of D. That'll D.
JM for RC forever. That's permanent, isn't it?
Aye, well, forever. That's what he usually means.
Oh. He definitely loves me. Maybe I should tell him I wrote I love James 545 times inside my mask jar. Maybe I'll only mention it.
Cat's arsehole.
Oh. See, carving into a tree. That's going to be there forever, isn't it?
Then I can.
When they look humans. Like, I burnt my arm on an iron once, but the scar's gone now.
That depends, like. We carved a knob into wee Donnie's forehead at a party. He's still got the scar.
Do you think it hurts? The tree.
I'm bored.
He thinks I'm boring. This tree's massive, like... Wish he'd move closer so I could smell him.
Used to be bigger. Much bigger.
Aye? Mum, I was said there's nae such thing as God.
Aye.
But I'm thinking he comes close.
Fuck off branches that went all the way over to that windy. The manny and the wifey that used to live here liked a bit of domestic violence, like.
Aye. I love you.
Aye.
I love you. I love you.
Me and Peter used to spy on him. Got a good view for his bedroom windy. He used to beat the shite out of her every night after his work. He liked
to
use
hearing
heavy
every
stuff.
Word.
A saucepan, a baseball bat, an iron. Ain time I seen him pounding her face with a welly boot. And she just let him. Crazy bitch. Every morning she'd
you.
Be doing the dishes and that, and the
you.
Branches would be tapping on the kitchen windy. The noise used to drive her mental. It's like tap, 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 tap,
every word.
Tap, 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 tap. A heap of times she'd run outside or limp if her bloke had mashed up her legs and she'd shout at the tree for nipping her heed. Imagine shouting at a tree. It's nae right.
Only especially why, love your
after
nose.
After so long, she had had enough.
The way
she
it
got
moves when
the
you
shed
speak.
And chopped the fuck out of this tree. And the same night, when her husband got home from work, she chopped the fuck out of him tea.
Holy shit.
Aye. But again, being that close to death, seeing somebody get totally fucked up like that, the horror, that the blood right in front of your eyes. Jesus. Makes you think, Ken. Makes you think.
Makes you think what, babe?
There's nae enough violence on TV. Look, Rach, there's a rainbow. That's a beauty.
Looked. Can I take my eyes off him? Even though there's a rainbow and the birds are singing, he's the prettiest thing around here. Take That could be singing right beneath the tree, but it's James's words I would want to hear. Could sit here watching his lips move until I die. He's so beautiful. Makes me want to greet.
Save your life!
Didn't he push? What you doing that for?
What a wimp. Save your life!
James,
Denny,
your
teeth,
Denny, 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 Denny,
Denny, Denny, Denny, Denny, Denny, Denny, Denny, Denny, Denny, Denny, Denny,
Denny, Denny, Denny, Denny, Denny, Denny, Denny, Denny, what are you chucking the paper for? Well, it looks like you missed the fly. I tell you, if you washed me, they'd maybe hang in a room.
Take a wet wipe for a walker in your pits. For goodness sake.
Have they read the paper yet?
Wonder what James is doing. Probably hating his Cocoa Pops. Or in the shower. Or Danny's hair. My feet are cold. It must take him ages to get at that spiky. Abdi gives him respect. We Gudgie's copying his hairstyle. I might put on another pair of socks. Didn't like the attention girls gave him, though. Gives me knots in my stomach. I've got a knot in my stomach. Blah, 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 blah. Too many words to read. Nae enough time. Then again, how people do it every day. Takes me a whole week to read my Moore magazine. Probably be a bit quicker if it come out in travel size. Soft. Almost clammy pages. A bit like skin. Holy shit, that baby's huge. 17 pounds. How big is that?
Mum? What weight was I when I was born?
Jesus, I didn't want a baby, Mum, if that's how big they are these days. Mind you, Karen's baby came out half a wee, but then she was on the Slim Fast diet the whole time so nobody would notice. Just a shame the baby fell out when we was in Mallorca. Kinda spoiled the holiday. Getting butterflies thinking about babies. I'll just have a wee peek at the horoscopes. You enter a new stage of life. The foundations you have put in place help you to achieve a level of growth and maturity you never thought possible. What does that mean?
My leg.
Growing pains. But it's not hot like usual. Feels cold but sore. How's that? How could someone be this sere but not even be warm?
James!
Where's my jacket?
Mum!
Where's my jacket?
Well, not be long.
Where's my jacket?
See my jacket? Oh, I found it.
Where's the other sleeve? I'm coming. Now my pits are damp. I feel minging. Oh, I should really brush my teeth again. Where's that paracetamol? Still raining. I'll put my jacket on my head. Oh, my hair's a mess anyway. Or maybe it's supposed to be this way. Oh, okay, Rach, breathe. Smile. Wave. Oh, he's not even looking. Smile. Smile back, James. For goodness sake. All right, Dave.
Take your time.
You can talk.
I was about to fuck off. What's your face for?
What? It's my leg. My knees are sore.
I've seen a better face on a packet of Monster Munch. You ain't pleased to see me?
Of course I am. I was excited to see you. But when you're late and I've waited so long, the excitedness goes away.
I was cold. My granny's got better circulation than you.
What took you ages?
I bumped into Stephanie.
Stephanie?
What? Am I not allowed to speak to other people like?
Doesn't he matter? Sluts like her. Something smells different. Perfume. Oh God, Stephanie better not have been in. It's just a magic tree.
Aye. And there's a new wrap of speed in the glove compartment if you went to dig in.
Something feels different.
How's your seat been moved back?
Well, some people have longer legs than you.
Like Fa?
Like Stephanie.
I dropped my dad off at the pub. What a crime.
Oh, right.
His lies make me sore in the pit of my stomach. As if it wasn't sore enough. Starting to take the puff right out of me.
Here. Check this out for a thing-flying tank.
How far are we going?
Got a job. Got to deliver a package to Johnny for my dad. He came along truck up to his house. Well, he's put a wee ramp on inside for you can muck the car to your wheelie.
Like on two wheels?
Aye.
I didn't like the sound of that. That's just stupid.
Are you starting, Rach? You getting my jet?
Oh, of course I'm nae. Here. Again in 13 days, it's our anniversary.
What was that, babe?
I suppose nothing really matters. As long as I'm with him. Wish I hadn't told Sandra about James hitting me. That was a bad move. She will need leave it now. Suppose I've only got a few months till my birthday. I didn't think I have to have a social worker after I'm 16. I can do what I want. I'll do whatever James wants. He likes his driving. Seems to be the happiest. But he's not the same to me since he passed his test. Maybe he loves his car more than me. I didn't get so much attention now. Like when we go climbing trees. More fun then. Haven't he done it for months? He's barely touched me for months. He's lost interest.
I didn't want you to speak to Stephanie, James. Do you hear me? I didn't want you to speak.
I heard you. Since when do you tell me what to do?
I'm telling you now.
I'm not in a fucking mood, Rach. You there, trust me?
No, I didn't.
I did.
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't.
I'll give you a fucking hiding. Then maybe you'll trust me.
Oh, go on then.
Didn't greet.
I'm waiting.
Didn't greet. Didn't greet.
Come here, babe. Come here. I'm sorry, babe. I'm sorry. I'm only late.
Keep holding me. Hold me forever. He smells nice.
I like you hugging me, James.
It's my favourite kind of touching. I wish you'd date me like you used to. Every day.
Rach. Rach. Rach.
Get off.
Wake up, Rach.
Get off. Eh? How far am I?
Wake up, babe. Let's go in. Get some lunch.
Eh? Thought I was under my duvet.
Can he handle your skunk, eh?
Oh, what time is it? The sun was my blanket. Shite. I've got double PE this afternoon.
You did have double PE.
Ugh, I keep missing school. I'll never get to go to college if I keep missing it. Oh, but I want to spend every second with you.
You didn't need college if you ask me. Just look at me. I never went to college.
Ah, but you work for your dad.
What are you saying, like?
What time is it?
Why didn't you open this?
What is it?
Open it. We've been going out for a while now. And
7 months and 23 days.
And I wanted
days.
To get you a wee present.
It's a necklace. Oh my God, it's a necklace. What if it's a ring? It's a ring. It's a ring, is it? A watch. Oh, babe, thanks. Can you put it on for me? Oh, I'm going to spew. No, I'm not.
Get on then.
Okay. My hand is shaking so much.
It might be a wee bit too big.
Oh, aye. It's a wee bit too big.
Damn it. I was trying to do something nice. I love you, Rach. It was too wee for my mother's fat wrist, and I thought I might fit you. I shouldn't have even bothered buying her a birthday present, wasting my money. I could get it adjusted.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's lovely.
Here. My dad will be home soon. We better eat something to sort ourselves out. And I hate to get rid of the ashtray, because he'll go raj if he kens we've been smoking his stash. Like, let's go in the house and tuck all this shite in. Ah, this fresh air, it's giving me a headache.
Oh, no, let's stay out. Please. The breeze. The sound of the trees. The freshness. It's stopping me for spewing my ringer.
All right, then. 5 minutes. Here. Close your eyes.
Another present?
Not.
Oh, what's that for? My eyes are stinging. What are you doing?
I'm trying to get rid of the smell. Before he comes back, you're reeking of smoke.
Oh, didn't he spray that? Stinking. If that's fresh summer pint, I'm going to spew. Oh, no, I'm not.
Here, let's have a pot noodle.
I didn't think I liked pot noodles. They look dirty. Kind of shite my mum eats. I want something here natural. You got any cheese strings?
What are you on? Didn't you like pot noodles? This is what Manny's eating in space.
Is it? He kens Aachen. Wouldn't he believe he's nae got standard grades?
Aye. It's all they eat in space. Something to do with noodles nae having gravity or something. Stops them floating about. Just try it.
He must think I'm a real thickie, Kane, in that. Here, what happened to the wall?
Oh, my dad put his fist through it.
Oh my God, is he okay?
But then I get a shite about him. It was me he was aiming at.
Thank God he missed.
He managed to grab my neck and pin it against the wall. I didn't even ken what it was about. He's off his nut.
Babes, was you greeting? I'd love to see you greeting end time. You'd need me to comfort you. You wouldn't want to let me go.
Greeting. Money's dinna greet. As if. Never in my life have I seen a money. Oh no. I tell a lie. I mean seeing my dad greeting just in time. It was after my granny's funeral. In the kitchen. He was clinging on to the sideboard. As if he was going to fall down. His face turned a really, really dark red. and he greeted. He just greeted and greeted and greeted.
Oh, what a shame. Was he missing your granny?
Fuck no. That bitch. You just taking poppers? Ken, poppers, I was making you emotional.
Seems to be nae enough tears in a house without a mither.
I like my watch. It's nice and shiny. Oh, shite. Is that a time?
Chill, babe.
No, I've got to get to the chemist. She's run out of cream for her bed sores.
Aye. Rather you than me, babe. Rather you than me.
Well, it is me, isn't it? Oh, God.
Get it out. There.
There they are, my wee leech. Is that you all better? A hug for your man makes you all better.
I feel sick.
Oh, aye, you look like you're going to Whitey. But you feel good, eh, about us? Your knee's still upset about your face.
Turn the music down.
What's that, babe?
Too loud. I feel sick.
It's moving up. Feels hard. Pushing out my stomach.
Oh, my wee babe. How's your face? Is it sore? Got a shiner?
I feel weird. This is weird.
I tell you, it's nae illegal. Humping your cousin is even encouraged in some cultures.
Oh, nae that. Yes, my knees are sore. Oh, they're aching.
That'll be growing pains.
Well, both of them, though, in the same place. They're all stiff.
I'll give you something stiff. Aye, it's growing pains. You better not get taller than me, making me look like a fucking short arse. I don't think so.
Can you turn the heatings up? Maybe it's a cold.
Here, shall I talk you for lunch? We could go some far nice, some far we've never been. Would that be nice? Would that cheer you up?
Aye.
Well, we go to the Skerry Brae.
But Stephanie works there.
Well, fuck it then. If you're gonna be like her, we're just going straight to Johnny's then.
Fine. I'm nae hungry. I've got a sore belly anyway.
Feeling all sleepy.
Can you roll the windies down? It's too smoky.
Nah.
What time is it? Far's my watch. Jesus. On the flare again. Just the word to stay on my wrist these days.
It's chill, Rach. Take another smoke.
I can't take another smoke.
I'm late. It
smells disgusting. What's wrong with me? I can't even read the time
she
properly.
She would have definitely molded her knickers by now.
How can I even read it properly?
Are we there yet?
Aye, it's just up here. Look. Love this track. See how fast we can go. Race ye.
How can you race me?
I'm the darkness and the light at the same time. The colours didn't seem right. Hard to recognise the colours.
Oh no. James! I didn't feel right. This doesn't feel right. There's something wrong.
Feels like a waltzer, nae a car.
Just hold
like on. Like the dream I have every night, for I'm lost in the ghosty woods. Be sure if the direction I'm going in is taking me closer to him or further away.
James,
going round in circles. Every step a hurdle over the twigs and mosses. Ferns grabbing at my ankles. My heart beating in my throat. The air is getting thicker. My breath is running away. I feel trapped.
Let me out.
What's wrong?
I've got a sore stomach. Something's in my stomach.
Oh, one shite.
It hurts. I think I need a doctor.
A doctor? Fuck doctors.
I need a doctor.
Oh, God.
You didn't need only drugs for a doctor. Then it came fit shite to put in them. When my mother get them tablets for her kidneys or liver, my God, you should have seen the side effects. Made her feel worse, nay better.
Oh, God.
Exactly. Hallucinations, heart palpitations, skin rashes.
I'm dying. Blisters,
pins and needles, explosive diarrhea. I'm telling you, there was shite out of the walls. Hair loss, sore throat, insomnias, swollen tits.
I'm dying.
She didn't mind that, eh?
I'm dying.
Sweaty pits.
What's happened to me?
It was ugly, I tell you. Ugly. Feeling better, babe?
It's still here. Still.